This season of Five Gems in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loss, grief, death, abuse of power, colonialism, and the consequences thereof. There will be content warnings throughout the whole season for gore, body horror, bugs, pus, implantation, and flesh. Be sure to check out each episode description to find out which content warnings are in which episode. Listener discretion is advised.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Five GMs in a Trench Coat. I'm your GM today, Tanlin. We're playing D&D 5e. We're going to start with Adam again because I like it.
Bow, bow, bow! Adam, a.k.a. Callan, a.k.a. that motherfucker. Pass.
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Reen. I don't got it like Adam.
Hey, ain't nobody got it like Adam.
Hey, this is Jesse, and I'm 2.5 horns. And I'm definitely going to convince that little kobold to blow himself up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listener, did you care about the character, the kobold that we met last time? Do you think he's going to die? What would you say we should do at this point? I'm Tanner, and I play Anders.
So we open with, like, a bird's eye view of you guys, you know, starting your little trek. You're surrounded by trees. You're on, like, a patchy dirt path that looks like it probably hasn't been used in a little while. And it's, like, midday. So... you guys are just going? You said you were going to rest a little bit.
Yeah, like, I thought we were going to take a short.
Yeah, if you're allowing that, if you're so inclined, I'd love to take a quick 15-minute.
Yeah, I will say that, like, after the events of the last episode, you guys would have had a little bit of time to just, like, recoup and then.
Yeah. Am I able to make arrows?
Sure.
Cool. I just replaced the arrows. So you guys having fun so far?
Having a great time, actually.
Yeah, I was a little upset for a while. I was a bit disillusioned for a bit, and then I killed that guard, and I feel a little better.
Well, I was hoping to watch Gareth blow up, but you guys were like, no.
You know, I don't want him to blow up, but I will say I think it's going to happen kind of regardless.
It might.
I don't really know what talent he brings to the gang, you know?
He's sneaky.
Is he?
I don't think he has a narrative purpose beyond to show us the stakes of with which, you know, this we're going into this mission with, you know?
I worry that's true.
My name is Gareth. Like, he's talking about me. Yeah. where the fuck are you guys going? So, the map, who has the map?
I did, I believe.
Yeah, we gave it to him.
You guys shouldn't trust me with this.
Well,
there's like barbecue
one...
sauce on it.
You're the only one who can read it, so.
We haven't even eaten barbecue sauce already? Damn.
All right. I hold it up, like, to the sun.
Yeah. So it has, like, it's pretty vague.
Okay.
It has a few spots sort of circled vaguely in, like, red ink. It's like, check over here, or maybe check over here. I don't know. It's around. You got to find it, please.
This king definitely sniffs farts. Just looking at these maps.
Ping, he does. Unping.
Oh, thank you.
So go ahead and roll me a survival just to see if you know.
18.
Oh, yeah. You're like scanning over this map and you're like, it wouldn't make, like, you've been around, you're from out here, like, it wouldn't make sense. This would be wrong if it's over here because, like, yeah, that doesn't work. This right here, maybe. And then your eye scans and locks on to this, like, one sort of area that feels right in my jellies. It feels right,
guys. I think it's right here. And then I'm gonna, like, scan around and just, like, pick up, like, a berry and, like, crush it and then, like, circle it with the berry. I don't have any writing utensils on me.
That's it.
Yeah. We just dropped that.
Yeah, okay.
What time of day is it?
Midday.
Then we can keep moving, right? There's no reason not
to keep tracking.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're heading in that direction of where you're like, this has to be where it is. Mm-hmm. it's gonna be you. You can go ahead and roll 3 survival checks.
22 into a 7. And then into a 17.
So the first one you're like, no, yeah, I know where I'm going. This is a safe path to go on. Like, we're good. And it starts to get a little hairy. Like, you're like, I'm not.
You guys, I'm positive that we're going the right way. But also, would someone else mind walking in front for a second?
I'll walk in front.
Thanks. Just like looking at, which way's north again?
I point north.
Son of a bitch. Hold on. He led us the wrong way when he started walking in front. Everyone, let's go.
He's been walking for 2 seconds. Yeah.
We're doubling back this way.
Yeah, give me one more roll.
Shit, son of a bitch. 12?
Yeah. You're walking. You're like, I don't know. And then you take a step. And you hear, like, all you guys hear is like a sort of growl, like a huff.
Oh, it's a big bad wolf.
Yeah, and what kind of animal is it?
You see an owl bear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Classic.
And it looks upset that you're right here.
Nose goes, and I just like scuttle back and start climbing a tree.
Everyone, roll me perceptions, actually.
17. If she is, I'm going to hold one of her kids hostage. Nobody fucking move.
Dude, she is a mother. You see it. You see 22. Like
24.
Yeah. You guys see behind her is a cub. It's looking like you guys like you need to get the fuck out of here. What do you guys do? Because if you guys keep standing here, she's
I'm just going to back
left.
Up.
I'm going to back up then.
I see she's a mom.
Okay.
Getting...
I usually try not to kill animals that don't need to get killed.
We'll start backing up.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to turn my back to it.
Roll, I guess, animal handling.
Who?
Is it animal handling or would it be like a survival?
Your call.
Everyone.
15.
Ooh. 13.
Dirty okay. 20.
Ooh, nice.
4.
Fuck, dude. This thing does not fuck with your vibe.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I was like, I hope you guys are quick. And I just take off. turn back and everything. I'm gone. I'm full movement. Away.
I will also full movement away.
I'm gonna run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone is running.
Oh, what are I you guess doing? So.
It's gonna like bluff, chase you guys. Yeah. And then you're out of there. It stops. It goes, it turns back around to its little baby.
Oh, sorry, guys. 2.5 horns took us the wrong way.
Look, I've just got that warrior spirit in me that brings me to a worthy opponent.
That makes sense. I think it might have been able to beat you.
No.
All right. Can I check the map again?
Oh, yeah, totally.
There is no god. 14.
Yeah, okay. So you're walking. You're like, I have a vague idea of where I want to go.
Guys, okay, so I'm going to be honest with you. Last time I was out here, it was like autumn, and it's not autumn right now.
Oh, no.
You're rustling.
So another owl bear?
If you have a baby, we're going to run. But if you don't have a baby, we'll stay and fight. Heads up.
You just hear rustling, like, around you.
I'm gonna climb a tree to get a vantage point.
Okay, you want to roll me a perception?
10. Hello.
you can't really... It's too obscured.
Guys, there's too many plants. Does anyone else want to do anything?
Yeah. I'll look around to see if I can find the source of the rustling.
Yeah.
Nope, I get an 8.
We're
good Lord.
A useless bunch.
I guess I'll look. Oh, okay. I got a 23.
Oh, thank shit. God. You know exactly where the rustling is coming from, and it's like straight ahead.
I start running at it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Axe drawn.
Just ready? Are you making an attack?
You know what? I'm just going to gore it. I'm going to start gore it. Gore rush.
I'm just watching from the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I yell.
Yeah, you run straight into this bush, fucking rending the bush to nothing as you're running through it. Out jumps a little bunny.
Oh. I shoot it.
Aww.
I'm 90% sure I hit it. 14.
Yeah.
I kill this rabbit, and now we have rabbit meat.
Nice.
I come down and hold it up triumphantly. Tie it to my belt. I'm like, we're going to be eating better than rations.
All right.
Anyways.
Can I do survival again?
Yeah, it'll be easier now.
23.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you...
Guys, I was just fucking around.
What you realize what should have been just a quick, like, 40-minute trek from where you guys were. It ended up being like
2 hours.
Yeah, like 2 hours.
Guys, you're lucky that I was leading us. It could have taken us like 4 hours. I cut our time in half.
Oh, good thing we have you.
I suppose.
I love you 2.5 hours.
As you're walking, things are looking kind of familiar. Not like this is your home, but maybe I've been around these parts at some point in my life. And the faint scent of, like, ash fills your nose. Like, very faint, like, under the dirt, but you would pick it up. The dirt path you're following looks far less used. And though it's still, like, a path, it's full of, like, new growth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find yourself at the remnants of the entrance of a village. And it's covered in overgrown vines, and, you know, it does, but underneath that, it looks singed. And, yeah, if you want to, like, roll a history, you get advantage.
I don't.
Can I roll history?
Yeah, go for it.
18?
Yeah. So you're not from out here.
Mm.
Knowing stuff from out here isn't really something that's taught inside the walls, but since you were a cop, you might have had, like, some training on what's out there.
Don't tell him.
Yeah. And, yeah, this would have been one of the first, like, villages that got hit in the wave of the expansion that the former king was doing. Not the current one, the former one. He rolled pretty well. It's called Thistlewood Grove. It would have been something you read up on before doing one of your, like, first missions, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do?
Is there likely to be anything left after this? Like, after they came through? Like, would they have left anybody alive? Anything alive?
No.
And are there, like, are there reports of, like, squatters or anything like that out here? Like,
yes.
That in villages like this, you know?
Not recently, but mostly because no one comes out here anymore, you know?
Okay.
It's not really part of it, especially since the new king rose into power. It's not really pertinent.
Yeah. Then I'll just say this place should be abandoned. They went through here and everything should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I say.
Yeah. Are you guys heading in, or are you gonna go around it?
I walk through it.
Yeah,
I'd walk through.
I was like
Callan's like uncharacteristically quiet.
A lot of things, they're like, it's covered in new growth. Like it was a while ago, but it's not fun to be here. I feel like everyone would feel that, like, sadness of, like, oh, like, something was supposed to be here and it's not anymore. And you know what, give me one more history, Adam, with advantage.
16.
Yeah, so yeah, this, you're like walking on a path and you're like, I'd been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was God knows how old, like young, with your parents or something. And this is one of, like, this is like a place where it was known for, like, foodstuffs. Like, they would, Thistlewood Grove was like had orchards.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have festivals and
mm-hmm.
sell that food to other neighboring, and you, like, remember
mm-hmm.
the pastries.
Since I've been here and I know that, like, I was here for, like, around a festival time,
mm-hmm.
I would kind of understand, like, whatever their worship was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that that's not unlike, like, whatever worship or general, like, kind of concepts of living that my town existed in, right? I would like to look for, like, a shrine or a church or something along those lines. I'm just going to wander off. I'm not going to say anything either.
Yeah.
I just started, like, just...
So, there is one. There's, like, I mean, what would have been there, you know, of a church.
Yeah.
Like, kind of in the middle of the...
Yeah, because is it kind of like a fae circle? Something, is it like a fairy ring or like a shrine to, like, spirits? Or is it church? Because, I mean, they were not expanded upon, and so that's why
yeah.
I'm curious whether it's...
I would say it's more like a shrine of sorts, and maybe it's even still standing because they made it out of, like, stone because
mm-hmm.
they
those
wanted it to
are,
keep
yeah.
standing. Yeah.
Those things are sacred and important. Yeah, I think I go there. Like I said, I kind of just wander off to go find it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lay the rabbit on it.
Yeah.
Wander off. Wander back off.
Do you guys do anything?
I'm going to start looking around, see if there's any buildings that are still, like, standing that we can probably make a camp in.
Yeah, there's a few, like, very few, that are kind of still standing in the sense that they're not missing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're, it's like light cover. Like, if it was raining, you wouldn't get rained on, but it's not great. It's not protecting you from the elements. Mm-hmm. Actually, give me a little Persepi.
10.
No, it's okay, because it's very easy to notice. Maybe as you're looking at all the buildings, and there's, like, underneath the rubble, there's, like, banners, like, bones. Like, it was in the middle of, like, one of these festivals that, like, in the middle of some sort of festivity. Mm. Yeah, actually, you would probably have an idea of, like, this sort of area, too, that this all went down. You're here. It's not fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to point out one of the buildings. Like, this one seems like we can make camp in it. Probably.
Am I back?
Yeah.
Do you really want to make camp here?
Well, it's always nice to have a roof over your head, even if it's not much.
I suppose.
And there's owlbears around.
An owlbear.
And I mean, I could take it. I would be fine, but I'm worried about you guys. You guys are little and easily eaten.
Exactly. They wouldn't eat me, though. I don't have enough meat on my bones.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. But what about the other two? And I look at the kobold and I'm like, hey, Garrett looks pretty
you're
tasty.
You're surprisingly plump. I laid a gift at the at their place of worship. So, I mean, we probably could stay here if there is anything still looking over this abode.
All right, yeah. Having some gods watch over us seems good.
Yeah. I'll go check it out, I guess. Is it clear? We're clear.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Roll me. Like you're searching around, right? Like making sure.
I'm just looking inside the building we're gonna stay at to make sure it's clear.
Yeah, look in there. Roll it.
What my perception?
Yes.
Okay. Then a 12.
Out of the corner of your eye, you think you see like movement.
Mm-hmm.
Like quickly skittering away.
I would like to try to like track it or see where it's going. Yeah.
Okay. As you're doing that, actually, what's everyone's passives?
16.
15.
14.
So you two definitely are like, you get the sense, you feel like there's eyes on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Am I able to roll again?
Yeah, roll again. Yeah.
Worst 9.
Yeah. You're following it and it just evades you and you're like, what?
Can I roll survival since I'm tracking?
Sure, actually. Do you want to re-roll it or do you want to...
I'll keep it what it is. A 13.
Yeah, so you do see something like slipped behind like rubble
mm-hmm.
and down.
Mm.
And you guys started to notice, feeling eyes on you. Mm-hmm. And then, where is everybody?
I'm in the building.
You're in the building.
Yeah, we would probably be like grouped up.
Yeah.
Like not like directly outside the building, but a little mm-hmm.
close to it.
Close
at least.
To it.
Yeah, I'd be with
Same?
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So at your feet, there's an arrow shot into the ground. And you hear a strangely familiar voice. Reach for the sky. And then the tiefling girl, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Shows herself out from the top of like whatever rubble is still standing. Her eyes like go to you guys. She's like, you guys.
Yep, it's us again. Are you following us?
Are you following us?
No, I asked first.
What's going on here? Why are you guys out here? This is supposed to be our little base and a little to get away from all this. Are you guys narcs?
No.
I'm not a narc.
What do you do out here?
What do you do out here?
Well, we were planning on finding a place to nap.
You know what's weird? I didn't want to mention it earlier, but what's with the fucking shit on your head? Like,
we're not allowed to say anything, right?
You can. I don't think there's anything tied.
We weren't told anything.
Yeah, true.
We're on a mission from the king.
So you are narcs.
Have I made it underground? Because I'm gonna go where they were, where that person slipped in.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, you could follow him. Yeah, just... yeah, and it's just like the tunnel that you were in before. Like they just like they be kicking it down here.
If we were narcs, and wouldn't we just been able to get through the gate in the first place?
Well, maybe you're like secret narcs. I don't know.
Well, if we were narcs, then we would tell on you.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to sleep here.
Oh, I don't think I like that.
Well, I'm just going to hold up my axe and be like,
well, there's a lot of us. That...
How many are under? I guess I get down there.
There are six.
Katana out and just like to a forehead. And like, I'm not going to, and I'm just like, hey, this is desecrated land, and what have you lain for it for you to stay here?
What? I don't know, man.
Then you should probably go. Unless you care to pay honor.
We just come here to get away from the adults, like.
Mm-hmm. I'm just staring. He's like, mm-hmm. Right, I understand that. Once again, if you'd like, you can go either gather something, make something, or hunt something, and leave it as offerings for what this land is and was, or you can leave. Because we have, so we're going to stay here for the night. Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay, man.
You can do that? Yeah,
yeah? I'll go ask Stella. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
And like the other kids are like cowering.
Yeah, this guy has a sword out. Awesome. Here's some gold. I give each of them a gold piece.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that you are going to continuously vex us, as it's very weird that we are miles out. So why, just to get away from adults, you guys travel 3 miles out into an abandoned city?
Well, the guards don't come out here.
I just sheath my sword. And like I said, I give them each a gold piece.
Okay. They just kind of like shuffle out through one of the back tunnels. Yeah.
I just lay down in the tunnel. I like, oh, is there any like bedrolls or like stuff that they've had?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's totally. It's like, it's laid the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, I lay
like,
down.
They steal shit and leave it down there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm laying down in the stuff that's still. All right.
To you guys, Stella, her name's Stella. She's a ringleader. That didn't come up, but.
It came up to me.
It came up to you. Anyways. Yeah, I don't know if I like you guys so close. I don't know what you guys are up to. And if the king likes you guys, I don't know if I like you guys.
I promise the king doesn't like us.
Is it like a cult thing?
We're not a cult. We keep you mostly saying we're a cult. We're not a cult. Look, we just want a place to rest. All right. You can try to kill us if you want, but you'll fail. And I'm going to start walking inside.
We won't hurt you, but we would appreciate a place to stay if you won't mind not interrupting us.
I'm not going to lie, you guys are pretty scary. I mean, I guess we have space. I doubt you want to lay with us. Actually, I don't want you guys with us. You could do what you got to do up here. I'm gonna go. She just kind of like hops down and just skitters away into the hole where she finds you. What the fuck?
They said they were gonna go find you.
Oh, well, I guess I'll go. Which way'd they go?
I just point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She just heads on.
Do I hear them shuffling inside of where we're gonna stay now?
Yeah, you would. Yeah. It's like above you.
Oh, hey, guys. You guys can come down here. They have beds set up and stuff for us to use.
Oh, nice. That's so nice of them.
I'm going to sleep above ground on my own. But you enjoy it down here. And I smile a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
I don't like the way he smiles. It's kind of creepy.
It's, you know how like great apes show their teeth and it's like they're smiling, but they can't smile because they don't have that in them. And it's more like a threat. That's how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks at you again. You do it. I'm saying it in front of you, dude. Like,
I'm going to psychic link with you. Callan, how can I improve my smile?
I don't know. Maybe you just have it be genuine, I think. That's usually a good place to start.
I thought this was genuine, and then I like my lips purse. And then I unlink, and then I unlink with you.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It was midday when you guys started trekking, and then it took like an extra, what, like 2 hours to get over here.
Yeah, I probably took my time going around town and then leaving the.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd say it's winding down in the day for sure.
Okay. Early start. Never hurt anybody, you know, for tomorrow. So
yeah.
I'll start setting up my little camp.
Slay. So you're going to be above ground and they're going to be below ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use the children's camp.
Yeah. Using the children's camp.
Yeah. I told them they could come back.
They're not coming back tonight.
That's their business.
They got scared. You scared them. They pissed their pants probably.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's the night.
Yeah. During the night, I think I talked to you. I was like, does anyone else think it's weird that the kids are just like hanging out here?
No, this seems like a cool place to hang out.
I suppose, but it's like kind of far away.
It is.
We ran into an owl bear on the way out here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's survival of the fittest. They get eaten, they get eaten.
Great point.
I suppose.
You get your base stolen, you get your base stolen, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good night.
Who's leaving the offering for tomorrow morning, by the way?
We
can't. If we do, it's going to come back around. If we leave, no, don't leave anything.
I mean, I think we'll leave that to you, and he's just going to go to sleep.
You guys are down there doing your thing,
mm-hmm.
sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleeping it off.
I'm just awake, red-eyed.
Oh, jeez.
Andre, what are you doing?
Also awake, red-eyed.
Yeah. I rest. I don't know how much sleep I get anymore, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that the little voice in your head is annoying the shit out of you tonight.
I'm probably up until for a while. I'm probably up for a while, and then like maybe I literally cannot stay awake any longer, fall asleep, and then wake up like almost.
Yeah,
you know, get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like as you're like getting to that point where you're like nodding off and then waking up and then nodding off and waking up, you open your eyes and because where you're at. It protects you from, like, it has, like, a thing, but I'd say, like, the front is, like, sort of open. You can still see out.
Mm.
There is a thick fog right on you, like, coming in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends Game Master Monday for a new miniseries that they're launching called Hell Whalers.
You've lived a sinner's life. Now you've died a sinner's death.
The first heartbreak is how good it felt to be enveloped in something that didn't hurt. I don't care if it was dark, it was still mine for a moment. I'm so tired.
What goes through your mind as you float through this day after day, night after night?
I should have done more.
I've suffered worse storms than this in my bloody sleep. Give me your all, I say! Come on!
Stay with me, Lord. I am weak, and I need your strength that I may not fall so often.
Starting November 4th on Game Master Monday, climb aboard the Worthy Maple, sail the Stygian Sea, brave the depths of hell, and find salvation in our next Game Master Monday miniseries, Hell Whalers, available everywhere you enjoy podcasts.
I don't know about you, but I'm sad. But in all seriousness, be sure to check out Hell Whalers when it drops next month on November 4th. It has a fantastic cast, some who are friends of the Trenchcoat and some who have been on 5 Gyms in a Trenchcoat before. The concept is fantastic and we cannot wait to listen, so we hope you check it out too. Our second ad this week is a familiar one and comes from our friends over on Tabletopped Podcast.
Welcome to Tabletop. My name is Nick, and I think that fudging dice rolls is totally okay.
Hey, it's me, Franco, and rolling for initiative sucks.
I'm Daniel, and I think you should modify your first level characters as much as you want.
And I'm Shade, and if your TTRPG hasn't evolved into a LARP, you've done it wrong.
And we all host Tabletopped, a TTRPG podcast about all things games and storytelling.
And sometimes we have game designers, professional researchers, and even the occasional owlbear.
If this interests you, listen to Tabletop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Tabletop is a proud member of the Helios Network.
Once again, be sure to check out Tabletop Podcast if you're looking for a show that covers a hodgepodge of stuff from the TTRPG community, from interviews with creators to system reviews to talking about certain mechanics and ways you run your games, all that sort of thing. All of the hosts are wonderful. It'll be a great time. Be sure to check them out. As a reminder for you guys, we are taking next week off, so there is no new episode next Monday. But don't worry, we'll be back the first Monday of November. Alright, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
I'm gonna try and wake up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Does it feel magical? You know what I mean?
You wanted to roll me a little arcana or something?
Yep. 15.
It doesn't feel natural. Yeah, it doesn't feel natural in the sense that it's magical. Not the weather.
Is it magical?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a magical aspect to it.
Guys, you know what the smart thing to do would be? Go down there, get my friends. Hey, guys.
Walk straight
things
in.
Things aren't going well, but...
But you're not going to do that, and you're going to walk into the fog?
Call me James Sutherland, because I'm going to go into that fog right now.
Your voice, the voice in your head is saying the exact same thing.
Uh-oh.
Go into it.
I'm going to get up, and I'm not doing this for the voice in my head, but I'm still going into that fog, boys.
How aware am I? Because, I don't think I can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I can, it's like the dozy. And it's because this is nightmarish for me. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't want to stay here to begin with.
Yeah.
And it was more of this, like, I'm probably not going to win that argument, and I don't feel like having it. And so I'll just do my best to make myself feel better about it, mm-hmm. which is leaving the rabbit. But.
Yeah. You're, like, down there. You're trying to be comfortable. You can't get comfortable.
Shifting around a lot.
Maybe.
Everyone went to sleep, so yeah. There's no one to talk to.
Maybe in the moments where you do sort of, like, relax. Uh-huh. And I think at that point, since you guys are beneath this sort of thing, you hear like the footsteps up there of him walking.
I wake the kobold up.
Ah.
You go check. Go check on Anders. Go check on Anders. Anders.
Who?
Anders.
Okay. Yeah. Little guy. Little guy. Come up. And he'll like peer over. And be like, psst. Psst. What are you doing? Where are you going?
So I mean, like, what's the what? What is the like physical distance setup right now? You get me? Where am I in relation to this guy? How far is the fog? Am I enveloped?
I'd say you're like maybe 20 feet from the fog, 30 feet from him.
I turn around, I'm surprised. My eyes are wide. I psychically link with him, and then I think instinctually I'm like, break brain, like I'm going to break hurt you, but then I'm like, no. And I, instead of hurting him via psychic link, I'm just like, I speak to him like, mm-hmm. I'm going to investigate. The fog is magical. Make sure everybody downstairs is safe.
Can he can respond,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we can just talk. We can chat. We can have a
cryptic ass bullshit. He's just gonna slide back down. Uh-huh. Be like, the blue guy's being kind of cryptic up there. There's a fog. He's walking up there.
I tell him I'm not trying to be cryptic. I literally don't know what is wrong.
He said something about magic. I don't believe in it.
You're the least helpful person I've ever met. I'm going to wake the other two up and be like, hey. Oh, put your pants on. I wake you all of them like, hey. There's fog, I guess. And you said he's walking into the fog?
Yeah, he said something about magic, and it was like, I'm investigating, make sure everyone's safe.
Yeah, let's go, I guess. We'll just kind of trail behind him.
So you guys are going up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I say by the time you're up there, the fog is like, you can't see him, right? Whoa. He's in there. But the fog is like right up at the entrance to this like place where you guys were, where he was.
I'm going to go back downstairs. Do they have any oil or like anything to make flames?
Yeah, they for sure have like a torch like that you could light. All
right, I'm going to get a torch. And then if they have another torch, I would like to make a couple of like torch wrapped arrows.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's so sick. I love
you. I just wanted to do that real fast. Just get that ready just in case.
Yeah, you could do that. I'd say it takes you like a few seconds. Yeah.
And then I'm going to light the torch and like come back up. Like, okay, you guys want to walk into it?
Let's go. I have my axe ready.
Suppose. Ander.
Wanda.
Ander.
You. Yeah, you could hear them. But
can I see them?
No. You could barely see what's like 5 feet in front of you. And I'll say that the fog is so thick, it's like weighing heavy in your lungs, like when you breathe. And it's also weighing heavy in your mind.
Wanda.
You look at the little guy in your head like, psst, hey. Hey, psst, 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 hey. Mm. It's gonna be in there.
Reen, half horn,
Under.
I turn and I might start like heading towards them and kind of looking around like, you know, what's happening here?
Yeah, you could roll a perception.
But I'm gonna start stepping back towards them. They're at the sound of their voice. You get me?
Yeah, totally. I would have given you a perception with disadvantage, but you could just roll it flat because they're yelling for you.
And I have fire.
8.
Fire.
Oh, well, you could hear them. You know the direction of their voice.
I'm going to follow that.
Yeah, okay.
Because that always works.
Yeah, I mean, that's better than nothing, baby.
I remind everyone which way north is.
Oh, thank you.
That's actually incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Because if we always walk north, we will eventually get out of it.
Are you guys going to roll to find him?
Oh, yeah. What is it, perception?
Yes.
Is it with disadvantage?
Oh, shit. Actually, you guys can roll it flat because he's yelling for you guys, too.
I don't see him.
12.
14.
I'd say, Kim, you have a better understanding of where he might be. Like,
okay.
You could hear his footsteps. You can hear his voice. You're like, I know he's this direction. And as you're walking, you sort of see a figure of a man with horns. Okay. It's him.
Okay.
It's
I was him, like,
yeah.
The devil?
Yeah. From the Bible?
From the Bible.
Fuck.
I
can only fight so many of those.
Yeah.
So you guys are all together in this fog.
Yeah.
It's making your head throb.
Ander, why'd you walk in here?
By yourself.
It seemed safer for me to be on my own in here.
What makes you think that?
That's a really weird thing to say.
That is a very odd thing to say.
That is some white nonsense.
Yep.
Trust me. I think that'll usually be the case.
Well, I mean, if you want to die, that's on you. And I'm going to start heading back to the...
Well, no, I think
you
it's like...
You have to try and find your way out of the fog.
No.
Let's just...
I suppose we stick together.
And just go north. Because you say you always know where north is?
Yeah.
Well, if we can trust you on that, we can just keep going north. The fog has to end.
Is it still dark out?
It is dark.
Well, I mean, that's the,
it's like
the strat, Adam.
Just before morning.
What's the strat then?
The fog has to end eventually?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, that is a fact.
Scientifically, we don't know it's magical fog yet.
No.
No,
he said
it's magical.
It is.
Oh, did you?
But did you relay that to us?
I would have. Once I encountered you guys,
it
I would have.
It might not end. I'm not magical. I usually just fight magic things after they've fought a little bit.
Hey, man. I'm the only caster. That's all I know, you know?
I will say you having a torch on you gives like an extra 5 feet. So you can see 10 feet ahead of you.
Actually.
Okay.
I would like to light 2. Another 10 feet.
Okay.
Another 10 feet.
Totally. Which direction?
Just right in front of you.
How do we want to get out? Which way do we want to go?
That's the thing is I don't know if we move straight back if we get out, you know?
Well, we're heading east, so might as well just continue east, right?
We don't have any of our supplies, right? We didn't grab any of our stuff?
I have all of my stuff.
Yeah, I would have grabbed it after he woke me up.
The only things I own are a bag and rags. So.
To be fair, I probably don't have my bag of rations or my money. I have my weapons.
Yeah, no, that's about where I'm at too, so.
Why don't we go back to the building, take a nap, we wake up, it's morning, the fog will be gone.
I just don't want to be downstairs if the fog comes through.
But fog can't go underground.
So you're trying to send it back towards the building?
Yeah.
Just roll me two of those perceptions, disadvantage. In order to know which direction to shoot the lights at.
I got a 4 and a 6.
Yeah, so they go in a direction. It's just hard to tell. It's hard to tell if you shot them the right way, bro.
I'm going to use detect thoughts, see if I can detect any thoughts in a 30-foot radius.
There is no thoughts coming out of 2.5 horns.
Torment and anxiety.
Just screaming.
Nerves.
You hear, like, coming back at you. You said 30 feet?
Yeah.
It's time. Oh, yes. We get to make more of us. Let's go. Like it's like of that sort of vibe. You get the vibe of that. Not exactly words, but that feeling. As you're getting that back, you guys start to hear, like, buzzing.
Ah. Ew.
Coming from all around you.
Oh, man. Callan, I'm guessing the god didn't like rabbit.
We shouldn't have stayed here to begin with. And I knew that, and I went against my better judgment, and that's on me. I'm going to light one of my other arrows. And I'm like, is there a specific direction that something sounds bigger or anything for anyone? Because I'm having a really hard time listening right now. And so pretty much I'm asking, is there a direction in which we think that this is being caused from?
I know the direction of the thoughts I detect.
Okay, yeah. So this is, I mean, it's a direction. You don't know exactly if it's going back towards where you guys wanted to go or if it's going deeper into the fog.
I just want the direction of the yeah, voice.
Then I yeah. tell you. Well, I tell you this. I'm getting that thought.
Okay. So I'm going to lit arrow, unlit arrow, send the lit arrow so I can track it. And the minute I see a large silhouette, send the other arrow.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm trying to give myself at least a better shot at something.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So you shoot the arrow in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And you do see, like, the shadow of something flying, and then it flies deeper.
It's a single something?
A single something.
How big?
It's hard to say because it's kind of far away. But I would say maybe around a foot and a half.
Okay, second shot at it. But like I said, I'm not
sure. Yeah. To hit it? Roll.
An attack?
Yeah, roll an attack with disadvantage.
Would I be able to have it flat because I wasted an attack to illuminate it?
Yeah.
So I only have one attack.
Yeah, totally.
12.
Yeah, you hear it. You hear it hit with, like, a splat.
I killed it.
Yeah.
Are those thoughts still coming? That specific thought, you get me?
That specific one? No. Do you still have detect thoughts on just like
it lasts for like a few minutes?
Are you going towards that direction?
Not yet. I don't start moving.
The buzzing sort of faded a little. That was the closest one.
I think you got it.
I also think I got it. But the fog's still here. And I still hear faint buzzing. And I think I'm getting a nosebleed. I vote we pick a direction and go.
And just start walking. I agree.
All in favor?
Shouldn't we check out what you shot?
Yeah, can I follow?
Like,
yeah, I would like to follow where my arrow
went. Yes, you could totally do that because it's flaming. You could, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I sent one flaming and then one.
You sent one flaming and one at it, and you were able to see the flame one. You know where it is.
Okay,
you can
cool.
go find it.
Yep, so I'm going to.
Yeah, so it's about a foot and a half long. And it's like this blackish purple wasp type creature. And it has like this thick stinger, and its abdomen is, well, you hit it in its abdomen, so it's like bursted open, and there are like egg sacs in
it. I'm gonna step on it, and I'm gonna remove the stinger, and I'm gonna like tie it to my waist.
Now that you're over here, your detect thoughts is still on you. You hear more of that.
How many more?
It's hard to tell, but it sounds like it's like a cacophony of that feeling of like, ooh, it's time.
Where's the nearest wood, like, thing? Like a building. Or, like, you know, what used to be a building. You get me? Gathering of wood. Where's the nearest gathering of wood?
I'm assuming we're getting discombobulated.
Yeah, if you want to see something, you have to roll.
I just mean, like, have we come across any, I guess. You know what I mean?
Like, in town?
On our way to this thing.
No.
Gotcha.
You could roll to see if you.
I will do that. Okay. I was just checking if we had passed by any. 24.
Okay. Yeah. So. You. Don't know how. There's no more buildings around. You like think maybe there's a tree. You're like feeling around. It's difficult. Yeah, there's maybe a tree or a shrub near you.
I don't have enough arrows.
I'm gonna firebolt on one of the branches of the tree, and as like a marker, because that, you know, fire light, we should be able to at least see that.
Yeah, this is what we've been doing with arrows. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so I'm gonna like light that as our like kind of
beacon.
Marker? Yeah, we all know to at least be here. Where I just started firing bolts everywhere. You know, fire bolts everywhere. Pew, pew, pew.
Do we all just want to run in different directions?
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
That sounds like a great idea, actually.
I see. I'm almost there, but not, you know, not quite.
I can't figure out how to get rid of it, so I figure just getting out of it's our next best option.
But we don't got our stuff.
That voice in your head, Honder, I know where to go. And you could feel it urging you in a direction.
I'm going to go investigate something. Don't follow me. I don't think you should follow me. I think it'll be dangerous.
Then why are you going?
Because it might be a way out, but I don't know if it will be. It's really complicated, trust me. I deal with this every day.
Ander, I'm beginning to like you less and less.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to light another arrow and just and just send it into the buzzing noise.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot a firebolt in the direction it's telling me to go.
Yeah. As the firebolt flies through the air, you see the shadows of four of those bug creatures just in the air coming.
I just frown. Never mind.
They're around you now. They're coming. And,
we need to go into a building. Being out in the open like this is gonna be bad.
We don't even know where one is. There were no buildings when we looked. We
need to just start moving.
Start running?
We're by a tree?
Yes.
I'm just gonna start climbing the tree, and then I'm gonna light the tree on fire with the torch. To light all the leaves on fire and drop down.
Okay.
Or try at least.
I mean, roll for it. It's not what dry, tender. I don't know. I've survival, dude.
Nah.
Yeah, you try to light, doesn't catch.
I got a 9.
Doesn't catch, it's too alive.
Okay, next plan.
I'll firebolt it.
Yeah?
And then I'll create fire. Like, any spark, I'll create fire to, like... Or I'll control fire to, like, you know?
I was gonna... I have a suggestion for us. It's a really sloppy plan, but I think it's our best option. We're going to do this by 10 feet bursts. I throw the torch. We take our attacks as soon as we see them. We move up. It's a general tactic that was used by some military here and there. It's not very good. And truthfully, it's pretty sloppy, but I think it's kind of the best option we have to not split up.
That's true. I was also going to suggest we go on like a 4-point back-to-back formation.
I like that as well.
Because I don't know if they're going to start swarming
we
us. Can,
would we like to do so? We 5-point back-to-back. We're all that. We make a circle in the middle of us. We put the little guy in the middle. He takes pot shots from the middle. And we just move 10 feet every burst and try to see how many of those things we can kill on the way through. Any objections?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan is going to get.
I shit myself a little, and then I throw it.
I still want to light the tree on fire, though.
Okay.
Roll survival.
Yeah, I mean, it's a spell.
So I used Firebolt, which literally like a bolt of fire, and then control flames, and then I can expand flame 5 feet in a direction, so.
Yeah, I'd say that works. Yeah, it catches flame. There's just a fiery ball. There's a beacon.
Yeah.
I throw my torch 10 feet. Do they illuminate?
Yeah.
How many are there?
You see those four, you hear more. We're going to end the episode there.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I hate Mist. It's dumb. Tim, sign us out.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you like what you're listening to, you can support us by subscribing, following, sharing, commenting, all that fun stuff. And if you want to see more stuff from us, you can follow us on our social medias at 5GMsOfficial on X/Twitter and Blue Sky, and at 5GMs in a Trench Coat everywhere else. You can also check out our website, 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com, to check out some world building stuff, learn more about each of us, all that fun stuff. And yeah.
If you like us and you want to see some more stuff from us, we work on over at Advanced Armory, ADAVANS, on everything. You can find us at Advanced Armory, where we make 5e supplemental content, and Tanlin does so much of the art. Tanlin, tell us about your art.
Hello, I do things. Oh, God, I do it so often sometimes. Gremlin Frog Art on both Instagram and Twitter, FROGGART. Tanner?
I am doing a Substack. It's called A Key to Other Worlds. It's about narrative stuff. So if you want to check that out, come, you know, do that thing.
Woohoo! Thank you guys! Bye!
Bye, audience.
Hail, traveler! Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trenchcoat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trenchcoat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gmsinatrenchcoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gmsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.